Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. Here we go. I was working out. I was talking to a buddy of mine. And I was telling him something that Bishop T.D. Jakes told me one time. I heard him say it. He said, I would hate to die and not do the thing that I was born to do. I would hate to die and not do the thing that I was born to do. Man, oh man, oh man. Man, that hit me like a pile of bricks, man. Because it made me feel so grateful that God has allowed me to live my life this way. Now, and I'm talking about grateful for all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I have had all of them. The person you see today, it ain't always who I was. It was on the inside of me, but it hadn't externalized itself, if that's a word. It hadn't been bought out. It was in here, but it was under development. Who I am today was a process. But like I said before, don't trip. He ain't through with me yet. Even today, I'm still an imperfect soldier for Christ. Today, I still fall short, oftentimes. But I'll tell you what, I'm ever grateful for the life I have. And you know what? I want to encourage everybody today to explore your possibilities. I mean, man, explore your possibilities. Why would you not want to find out, discover, or know what it is God got for you? Why would you not want to achieve or accomplish all of your possibilities? Now, as I ask you this question, I want you to know that the devil is busy, that he plays mind tricks. So as you hear this, I already know he's saying to some of y'all, yeah, Steve, that's easy for you to say, but I done got myself in this situation right here. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. And see, so as you listen to me, try to get your mind open to this. Why would you not want to explore all of your life's possibilities? What's possible with your life? And I'm talking about from right where you are right now. I'm not asking you to change. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm telling you, this is a fact, that God can get you from right where you are right now. Broken, misled, misguided, misunderstood, mistaken, all of that. Misfortunate, all of the misses you've been talking about in your life. You know, I missed the lottery. I missed my ride. They fired me. I missed the deadline. I didn't get it. Missed. People just missed themselves to death. If you've been all them misses, God can get you from right where you are. God a home run hitter. I'm here to tell you that. He's a home run hitter. He's a put him over the wall whenever he want to, all the time. And you can be a recipient of some of these home runs. He'll put the bat in your hand, but you got to swing. Now listen to me. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. You got to stop holding yourself down with beating yourself up. I was listening to Joyce Myers on TV the other day, and she said that she was talking to God, and she said that she had kept asking God to forgive her over and over. One of her prayers, Lord, forgive me and for something she had done. And she was telling it to somebody, as I remember the story she was telling. She said she was telling it to somebody, a minister or something. And the minister said, hey, he heard you the first time. See, a lot of us, we keep ourselves down and back because we keep beating ourselves up for the mistakes we done made. But God is in the forgiving business all day long. He forgives you time and time again. He won't hold you down about it if you don't hold yourself down about it. But I'm going to tell you one more time, the devil is busy. So what the devil do is he make you think you ain't worthy. He make you think that you've done something so despicable that you can't come back from it. He makes you feel like you so low you can't go up high. He knock you down and make you feel like you've been knocked down harder than anybody else. You can't get up. He roll you so deep down in that ditch you can't see over the edge. God can come get you from no matter where you are. I know a lady personally. The doctors told her, you got 60 days tops. A year and a half later, she was still here. I'm telling you, man, you ain't in no hole too deep for God. Magic Johnson to tell you that. Listen to me. You ain't in no hole too deep for God. Steve Harvey can tell you that. You ain't in a hole too deep for God. Tyler Perry can tell you that. I can name you some people. Bishop Jake can tell you that. I could tell you, Kenneth Ulmer can tell you that. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer. I could tell you some people. Kirk Franklin can tell you that. Donnie McClurkin can tell you that. I just know some people personally, man, that done been in a hole. Joel Osteen can tell you about it. I know some people, man, been down, been in a hole so deep. I bet you Paula Deen can tell you about it. See, but you know what, then here we go. We don't like to talk about that because now we want everybody to pay extra hard for some mistakes they made. When clearly, and excuse me for being a new Christian, but there is a prayer that I've been saying since I was a little bitty boy, and it took me till I was a grown man to understand it. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So see, it ain't my job to hold nobody down, to keep my knee on somebody's neck. Who am I? I'm going to need some forgiveness in a second here, probably today. See, so all this, you holding people down with the way you feeling about them, and she shouldn't have said this, and she'll never get, I never support this again. Man, get up. Get up and get real. You for real? You think you ain't finna need forgiveness real soon? You ain't finna make a diabolical mistake in your life? You don't think you are? I have thousands of them. Probably gonna make a few hundred more before I get up out of here. So I've decided to be in the forgiving business because I want God to forgive my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. You understand? See, excuse me for being a new Christian. I get tired of talking to people, man, supposed to be saved and talking about they're a Christian. I don't want that type of religion, man. I ain't in that no more. I ain't in that. You can call me wrong if you want to. Say it how you want to say it. I ain't in that no more. I ain't in all that. You can feel how you want to feel about me. But I got proof that God work in my life. You know, I can't hardly get it out sometimes when people ask me something about deep on the inside of me about my soul and how I used to be and my journey and my trip. Because people don't know the trip I've been on. Well, you may have been on one worse than me. But you know what? You ain't in a hole too deep God can't get you out of. Man, I want people to remember that, man. God is a redeemer. He the great I am. So if you ain't got nothing now, what you asking for? You know, you might not have nothing because you ain't asking for nothing. Quit asking God to get you out of debt and ask God for a life of abundance. Then you take the money and you get out of debt. You keep asking to get out of debt. You keep being in debt to get out of. Come on, man. What you asking God for? I'm just tripping today. That's all. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Harvey Morning Show in full effect, live in living color. Steve Harvey is the leader, but would be nothing without the crew. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Carla Pharrell is out today.
Yes.
Ain't no problem. Here we go. Junior.
Morning, Unc. What's happening, man?
Morning, Unc.
And the food.
Yay. Uncle Steve. Where's
hey, man, you
I was a little late. Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry. When's Simone? Hump day, baby. I'm sorry. Two to go.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's ooh, Wednesday.
Ooh. You see my bangs fly up?
Yeah, I did. They did.
Yeah.
Shot right up.
Stop that.
Mine flew up. That's when you know.
Yeah, that's you're right. You're right about that.
Okay, guys. So here's the deal.
What's happening,
what's
Steve?
What's going on?
I'm starting a program. You know, I gained some weight on my vacation because I didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, well, that's what how vacation gained, is, Steve.
Probably eight to ten. I stepped on the scale. I think it was wrong. I was in at 248. Yeah. So that would mean 10 pounds.
Okay.
But I don't really feel like 10. Mm-hmm. But I did button a jacket the other day that squarely said 10.
What did you eat, though? What did you eat? Everything?
Every damn thing that the chef cooked on the boat.
Uh-huh.
I bet.
The chef cooked. So you could get whatever you wanted. If you had a taste for fried chicken or fried catfish or ice cream, you could get whatever you wanted.
Oh, my wife caviar. Went in and had him making buttermilk fried chicken and waffles.
All right.
Hold up. This is what Marjorie did. Marjorie went online.
Uh-huh.
I've taken y'all to Norma's, right?
In New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the crunchy French toast?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Marjorie pulled up the recipe online, gave it to the chef. He made it all the time.
Oh, man.
One thing about Marjorie, her palate is amazing.
Seriously, my wife told me. She said, I'm a foodie.
Uh-huh.
She said, I actually am a big girl.
She said 400 pounds. That's what she
told us.
She worked
out, though, boy.
She said,
I'm a 400-pound big girl in here.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only thing is she ordered like a big girl, but she don't eat it.
Right.
Like, she'll order the big dessert and just get two spoons and go, here, eat the rest of this
taste.
So they won't think I'm wasting food. Like, what the hell is you on this boat talking about wasting food for?
But, you know, that was instilled in all of us from childhood.
Let me tell you what all I did. I bought something on the vacation and wore it while I was on vacation. Because I'm locked into that mindset, these your church shoes. These your school shoes.
Yes, Steve, yes. Oh, yeah. Sunday
these
clothes.
Your school pants.
Uh-huh.
And so when I buy something new, I keep it wrapped up till I get home and unwrap it.
Yeah.
My wife said, why don't you wear your the shirt you bought? I said, baby, I just bought that shirt. She said, but it go with the pants. Why don't you wear it? Baby, I just bought the shirt.
Wait, Steve.
Pull it out the bag. Come on, man.
Hold that. We got to take a break right here.
Take a break.
And when we come back, you got to tell me about them fried lemons. I got to hear about that again.
Oh, yeah. Coming up, we'll talk more about Steve's vacation and whatever else is in the news when we come back inside of Something Funny at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we have to talk about this. Big news yesterday. Paul Manafort was found guilty on 8 counts in his fraud trial. The judge in the bank and tax fraud case declared a mistrial on those remaining 10 counts. Paul Manafort was found guilty.
But them 8 going to get you some time.
Yeah.
Though.
Yes, they
yep,
are.
Yep. Tax and bank fraud. The trial is going on, of course, in Alexandria, Virginia. The judge did declare, as I mentioned, a mistrial on the remaining 10 counts. After the jurors said they couldn't reach a verdict on those charges. Of course, he's a former campaign chairman for Donald Trump. It is the first secured at trial by special counsel Robert Mueller's team. Manafort is also expected to stand trial next month on a separate set of federal charges in Washington, D.C.
Oh, it ain't over? He got
some more? Yeah. Five of the guilty verdicts were for filing false tax documents, and the other three were involved foreign bank account registration and bank fraud. So he's in a world of trouble. Then you got Michael Cohen, former Donald Trump attorney. He pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations and fraud yesterday. He could face some prison time as well. But here's the thing about this one. In a plea deal, Cohen says he acted in coordination and at the direction of a candidate for federal office. Now, who do you think that was?
A candidate?
Oh. Yeah, this has to do with when he paid Stormy Daniels the money and all of that. So yeah.
That would be pip-pop ting. That's what that would be.
These guys are in some big trouble here.
Man,
you know?
I'm talking about Mike Cohen, and they're doing some snitching. Y'all got some time. Y'all sit down and listen to him.
Is Donald Trump going to pardon them?
That's the question, Steve, because he has the power. He has the power to do that as president. Yeah.
But he the person behind all of it.
Yeah. I mean, how...
You get to do that?
Witch hunt, it is not. Yeah.
We are in a place of politics that we've never been before.
This is... Well, I don't know if you could say that, can you, with Watergate, Steve?
Watergate wasn't this.
It wasn't this. You're absolutely
right. That was a series of lies about one thing.
About breaking into the Democratic headquarters.
Thing. Yeah, this ain't a lie about something who bugged the offices.
Right.
This about every damn thing.
Paying off hookers.
We playing off hookers. I told y'all these women.
You did.
You said it long before he even declared his candidacy, man. You said it,
bruh,
Steve.
You cannot be that guy and it not happen.
Yeah.
Because it happens on a much smaller, lower level. That level up there, man, them the big boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They run the country.
This is crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump ruled the day that he ran for president. Bruh, he want his life back the way it was.
That ain't going to happen.
Because, dog, he was doing that thing.
Yeah, I just think he had a different idea of what it meant to be president.
Yeah,
when he took
he
office.
Didn't think he'd be president.
Yeah, well, that's one. And then once you got it, he thought that he didn't realize that he works for the people. You have a boss now, Donald Trump. You have to answer to people.
Exactly, Shirley. He thought that he was going to be opening up hotels in every city.
Right, still making money.
He thought he'd be cutting deals and everything.
Yeah.
Or his son, then, was happy and everything. But he created some enemies. One of the biggest mistakes he made, and I kid you not, was creating the term fake news.
Fake news. Mm.
Because you ticked off an entire journalism community that went, oh, we fake news? Bet this ain't fake. And all they got now is that for him. If he had came in and tried to put people together, it would have been a lot different for him from the people from the left. Now, Obama came in and tried to put people together, but people up the right, they don't care nothing about that.
No.
Nah,
Their mission is to never bring people together. The right's mission is to set it up for them on the right because they right and the rest of us is wrong.
Wrong. Absolutely. They never tried to work with President Obama. They just never gave him.
Oh, no. They was hell-bent on not working with this man.
They never tried
to. No was the only acceptable answer.
Right.
No.
Mitch McConnell only wanted him in there for one term, if you recall that, you know.
Yeah.
But now they have a mess going and, you know, doesn't look so much like a witch hunt after all. I mean, they're coming at
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's sad, you know, when you can believe the prostitutes over the president. We're at a different time. This is real deep. I trust everything Stormy say.
I like what you just said, Junior. Yeah. What is happening?
Trust everything she say.
What is going on? This is craziness.
You know, look, she told the truth. Both of them told the truth.
Yeah, Karen McDougal.
Here's the deal. I got Trump trying to pay him off.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, here the part, people talking about the campaign violations. He married. He trying to keep this way from Melania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, y'all keep talking about the politics. Damn that.
His wife.
Yeah, he trying to keep this way from this woman at this house, because he in straight hell right now.
She don't want him at all.
This woman came out and said she been in their house.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Ain't no woman cool with that.
That's so disrespectful.
You had this blank in the house.
Yeah.
This blank been in my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can fill in any word you want to. Most of them start with a B, the other one start with an H. Yeah. It's words they put in.
Yeah.
MF.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a good point. That's a good point, Steve, because it does get personal at that point. You know, it does get personal because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And you know his wife was upset, just like Hillary
Absolutely.
Clinton was upset at Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky.
You
know,
she
was hurt by that, you know?
He catching hell.
Yes, at the house. You're right.
Catching hell at the house. Hell at the White House.
Yeah.
Hell at her house.
All the houses.
And can't go back to Stormy House.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, he ain't got nothing to fall back on.
All right. Well, that's the big breaking news today. I'm sure Miss Ann will have more on this, and we'll be back with more. We're going to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kevin Hart may be boycotted by Trump supporters. We'll tell you about that. But right now, the nephew is here, the king of pranks, with today's Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
It's that time, Shirley. We're going to run this prank back. I got a pecan tree. That's that pecan tree. That's right. Pecan tree. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, let me, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back. Because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the Lamo just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's spouted well. And I can't see me cutting it. So you can't hire nobody to maintain your yard? But, I mean, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on her, but I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just... It don't seem no more than, like, maybe four or five limbs that's hanging over there. But them four or five limbs, I mean, they there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can
hire sir.
Someone to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir.
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen, what I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So, you know, those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's them yard. And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard?
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
It's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the yard. The lawnmower, they sooner or later we're gonna be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's some.
Hey, why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans ain't falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna have...
You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
I'm finna... Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm right here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? How the you get my number anyway?
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a anyway. I ain't used my tree for something in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that. Fool we.
See, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a piece.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me? Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me?
I'm on my way.
Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know where I stay. You know where the I stay. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway. Do what you
get out. You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I want to put me out.
I'm gonna
out.
You get your you get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama's driveway.
No. Stop what you crying for now. I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama. Get out of my mama's driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama's house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't pay this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk them so bad. I don't pay. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school. Listen to this man. Y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Okay, great prank. Can I ask you a question?
Wait, what?
Sure. Y'all normally ask me questions.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, this question is for you.
Okay.
I don't really. I'm going to ask Junior and Tommy.
Okay.
But
you really talk to Shane.
Yeah, really, dog. And hey, I don't even want to go through the small talk of going over it with y'all.
Come on, let's hear it.
Okay, Shirley.
Yes, Steve.
There's a real consideration on my part to start the new TV show with the beard.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
I like it. You've gotten a lot of positive response from it. You know, I would like to say this. We haven't seen you dressed up with it. You know what I mean? I know you said you're going to change your style and all of that. So we haven't seen you with the suit, but I mean, I like it. I think it'll look good. It makes you look distinguished. You know, change is good. I always say change is good. And why not start the new season off with a new you?
That's my thought. Now, not that I care, but Tommy and Junior, same question.
Well, Unc, I don't really see nothing wrong with the beard. I saw you with the beard on. I'm really be honest with you. Is it going to change your check? Didn't wear the beard.
All right, come on, tell me. Jesus. He said he didn't want to ask.
You know what?
You guys.
We've seen it, but you haven't like edged it up and got it like you where you when you would have it on for television. So go ahead and do it, dog.
Do it.
It's called a chin strap. That's what it's called.
All right, listen, coming up next in entertainment news, shade between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Plus, Kevin Hart may be banned by Trump supporters and A-Rod.
He
gets the Boyfriend of the Year award at the top of the hour. We'll tell you about it when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we will see if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew.
Bum, bum, bum.
We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Or is Uncle Steve really smarter than Nephew Tommy? Because yesterday, if you recall, it was a tie. So it's getting close.
It was a tie.
Yeah.
And he was trying to lose the tag. Uncle Steve was trying to get him to win any tag.
we'll see coming up. But right
Tommy,
now.
Tommy, we're going to try this. I'm going to let you go first.
I've been going first. Oh, we know. I like going at the same time, actually, but if they want to.
Kind of fun. However you guys want to do it. All right. In entertainment news today, Kevin Hart may be staring at a Trump supporter boycott. He might be targets, like his movies may be a target of a boycott by President Trump supporters. That is after Kevin took some verbal shots at Trump during Monday night's MTV VMAs. Kevin was presenting with his Night School co-star Tiffany Haddish when he told the audience that they were allowed to kneel, a dig at Trump's criticisms of NFL players who kneeled during the national anthem to protest police brutality. Take a listen.
Understanding we're live coast to coast right now. I'm looking at this like it's game day, people. But do not worry, because at this game, you guys are allowed to kneel. You can do whatever the hell you want. There's no old white man that can stop you. Do it.
that's our Kevin. We love
that's
Kevin.
That's our Kevin, boy.
So the Trump supporters want to boycott him for that?
Because of that, Steve. Can you imagine?
It's a damn joke.
Yeah, it was a joke, and he's a comedian. Well, now, Trump supporters were all over Twitter after that, including one who tweeted, Kevin Hart, the decline starts now. It's all downhill from here. What?
What? So this man can't have a career.
We're going to destroy you, yeah.
Because he wrote a joke about your president.
In a country that allows free speech. I don't get it. I do not get it.
So ain't no Democrats going to the movie? We ain't going to support it.
Ain't no independents going?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The majority of the Republicans did not see that.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy. In other news, entertainment news, shout out to A-Rod, okay? Fans are still buzzing on social media saying that A-Rod is the Boyfriend of the Year. We all saw A-Rod. He was just all aglow when Jennifer Lopez on Monday night at the VMAs was, you know, she was performing after her tribute. And he was just looking like, I'm so in love with you. And I think she's a better person for it, Steve. We talked about love earlier and different levels of it. And
I saw the right one this time.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was good.
It was really good
for both of them.
Yeah. I think it's good for both of them, too, because I think they're equally yoked. Yeah. I really do. And
I don't know anything too much about them personally.
Uh-huh.
I like both of them personally, even though, you know, I've never met A-Rod. Been around him some business talk, but met Jennifer Lopez, talked with her a couple of times. I've just always liked her. I just think she's a cool person.
Yeah.
I think she's finally gotten it right.
Exactly.
And I think he did too.
Mm-hmm.
And from the outside looking in, they look like two happy people.
Very happy. Baby. Very happy people.
It's a shame that social media is the way it is because they be hating. I don't care what you do. So you got to ignore that. I think they look happy.
Well,
I don't know why we stop being happy for people who are happy.
Well, they got it right this time, Steve, on social media. They're nominating A-Rod for the Boyfriend of the Year because of how lovingly he looks.
I'm talking about some people. Shirley, you ain't read all of them.
Oh, somebody done said something. Trust me.
If you think,
girl. Somebody against it.
Well, for the most part, they loved how he was, you know, just admiring
her. Why he smiling so hard?
Mm-hmm. Why his ass ain't playing baseball? What is he doing now? Yeah.
All right, go to SteveHarveyFM.com.
Why her outfit tight?
To comment.
Oh, she fine.
And to make more, and to get more entertainment news, all right? All right, Steve, it is time we get caught up on today's headlines. Please introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump's former campaign chairman has been convicted on 8 out of 18 federal charges lodged against him. President Trump calls the verdict unfair. Paul Manafort was found guilty of filing false income tax returns, bank fraud, and other things. Manafort's lawyer, Kevin Downing, says his client is not exactly a happy camper.
Mr. Manafort is disappointed of not getting acquittals all the way through or a complete hung jury on all counts.
However, when the verdict is split like this, very, very often there's an appeal. Prosecutors built their case around charges that Manafort had hid millions of dollars, like around $60 million, by laundering the money by way of fraudulent bank loans. No sentencing date has been set. By the way, this is just one of Manafort's trials. He faces another trial on some other charges next month in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty yesterday to 8 federal charges, including 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of falsifying paperwork to a bank, 2 counts of making excessive campaign contributions. All of that relate to the hush money he says he paid out to women who had affairs with Donald Trump, even though Deputy U.S. Attorney Robert Kazemi didn't exactly name names.
He worked to pay money to silence two women who had information that he believed would be detrimental to the 2016 campaign and to the candidate and the campaign. In addition, Mr. Cohen sought reimbursement for that money by submitting invoices to the candidate's company, which were untrue and false.
By the way, President Trump has denied having affairs with those women. Here we go again. A white woman called police on a black man in downtown Milwaukee last week, accusing him of breaking into a car. It was the black man's own car. The victim, named Corvante Davis, says he was getting into his car when the lock jammed on one side of the vehicle, so he prepared to get into the car by the other side, okay, by the passenger door. And he heard this white woman shouting, "Are you breaking into that car?" He videotaped the woman, and the tape's been viewed by at least 40,000 times so far. Cops came. He verified that it was his car, and he looked around for the white woman, and she had left. Two women in Missouri say they were denied jobs because the company said they had, quote, ghetto names. Dornisha Zachary and Milatina Burnett say the firm in question actually sent them offensive emails that read in part, quote, "Unfortunately, we do not consider candidates that have suggestive ghetto names. Good luck." And finally, today is National Be an Angel Day. Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve's smarter than his nephew. We'll be back in 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to play. Is Uncle Steve smarter than his nephew Tommy, or are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Again, they tied yesterday. I have the questions. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready? How do you want to do it?
I'm going to let Tommy go first this time. I got to go bathroom. I'm going to just be real with you.
Okay. So you're leaving the room. Just say he you're leaving the room.
No, I got to go bathroom.
All right, nephew, you ready?
Come on.
All right, what NBA star made over $35 million investing in the Blaze Pizza franchise?
LeBron.
What state is Lake Minnetonka located?
Minnesota.
Which female rapper has the number one hit song, Bodak Yellow?
Nicki Minaj. No, God dog it.
Water, barley, hops, and yeast are the four main ingredients in what popular beverage?
Beer.
In what sport would you learn to do a toe touch?
What the hell? Pass.
What animal wears a bridle?
Pass.
What is another name for the card game Blackjack?
21.
Complete this nursery rhyme, quote, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll
blow your house down."
John Elroy Sanford was the birth name of what late great comedian?
Red Fox.
Which cartoon character always asked, "What's up, Doc?"
Bunny Rabbit. Roger Rabbit.
An annual award show gives recognition to athletes for excellence in sports performances.
ESPN.
If someone is talking about...
I missed that question. Slow down. Go back.
What annual award show gives recognition to athletes for excellence in sports performance?
ESPN, but it's ESPY. Go ahead.
If someone is talking about a closure or a frontal, what are they referencing?
Pass.
Colin Kaepernick graduated with a bachelor's degree in business management from what college?
Where did he go? Stanford?
What part of the pig does the Boston butt come from?
The butt.
What is the diameter of a basketball hoop in inches?
The hoop.
What is the capital of Florida?
Miami.
May the Force be with you was a line from which movie?
Star Trek. No, Star Wars.
Star Trek!
Black Friday always falls on the day after what annual holiday?
Thanksgiving.
That was the end.
The bell ain't your biggest problem.
Just give them all the questions.
Boy.
No, where the boy said Kaepernick ass graduated from?
University. Bunny rabbit. No, he said bunny rabbit.
Bunny rabbit. Yeah, okay. Steve's back in the room. Steve, listen.
I'm back.
We're going to go to break right now, let everybody regroup. How do you think he did, Kier? You were here, Junior.
Horrible. No, this is embarrassing.
This was straight comedy
this
right
is
here.
Embarrassing.
We'll be back to see who's smarter, Steve or the nephew, right after this at 34 after the hour.
Damn, buddy rabbit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time to finish up the game. Your turn now. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? There's been a lot of trash talking in this game. All right, let's see. Here we go. What NBA star made over $35 million investing in the Blaze pizza franchise?
My boy, LeBron James.
What state is Lake Minnetonka located?
Minnesota.
Which female rapper has a number one hit song, Bodak Yellow?
Cardi B.
Water, barley, hops, and yeast are the four main ingredients in what popular beverage?
Beer.
In which sport would you learn to do a toe touch?
Swimming.
What animal wears a bridle?
A horse.
What is another name for the card game Blackjack?
21.
Complete this nursery rhyme. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll
blow your house down.
John Elroy Sanford was the birth name of what late great comedian?
Red Fox.
Which cartoon character always asks, what's up, Doc?
My dog, Bugs Bunny.
What annual award show gives recognition to athletes for excellence in sports performance?
The ESPYs.
If someone is talking about a closure or frontal, what are they referring to?
Wig. I don't know. Yeah. Go ahead.
In business management from what college?
The hell if I know. I don't know where he went to school. Trying to get a job in the NFL right now. Go ahead.
What part of the pig does the Boston butt come from?
From his butt.
What is the diameter of a basketball hoop in inches?
I didn't know that. 18.
What is the capital of Florida?
Gainesville.
May the Force be with you was a line from which movie?
The dude with the sword that light up. Star Wars.
Did he just give him after he said light up?
Black Friday. Listen, one more question, Steve. Black Friday always falls on the day after what annual holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Did he just give him that at the thing that light up with the sword? And he just
did he say Star Wars?
He did say Star Wars. Star Wars.
The
All right, here we go.
Come on.
All right. Got to give the answers. Here we go. What NBA star made over $35 million in investing in the Blaze pizza franchise? LeBron James.
Did he get that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What state is Lake Minnetonka located? Minnesota.
He got that one?
Yeah.
He did. Which female rapper has a number one hit song, Bodak Yellow? Cardi B.
I ain't get that one.
Water.
You ain't get that one.
No, he did not.
No. He said Nicki Minaj. Water, barley, hops, and yeast are the four main ingredients in what popular beverage? Beer. Of course, you know, got that one. In which sport would you learn to do a toe touch?
Okay, what is this?
Cheerleading. What animal wears a bridle? A horse.
A horse.
Yeah. Steve got that.
He didn't get that.
I thought that they was getting married. No. Go ahead.
No. What is another name for the card game blackjack? You both got that one.
Oh, that's 21.
21. Complete this nursery rhyme quote. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. You both got that one. John Elroy Sanford was the birth name of what late
Sanford
great comedian?
And Sons, baby.
Mm-hmm. Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Yeah, you both got that. Which cartoon character always asks, "Aunt, oh, what's up, Doc?" Steve,
got
you got that one. Bugs Bunny. Tommy said Bunny Rabbit.
I said Bunny Rabbit.
Then he said Roger Rabbit.
All right, come on. What annual show gives recognition to athletes for excellence in sports performance? ESPY Awards. Both of you guys got that one. If someone is talking about a closure or a frontal, what are they referencing? Hair weaves or wigs? Colin Kaepernick graduated with a bachelor's degree in business management from what college? University.
And he a cap. I know he got that one.
He didn't get it.
No, he didn't. University of Nevada at Reno.
I said Stanford.
What part of the pig does the Boston butt come from? The shoulder. You both got that wrong.
Butt.
Yeah, you both said butt. What is the diameter of a basketball hoop in inches? You got it right, Steve. 18 inches. 18.
Who don't know that? Well, he ain't never been up there and touched
it. He never touched it.
What is the capital of Florida? You guys both got that wrong. Tommy, you said Miami. Steve said Gainesville. It's Tallahassee. May the force be.
I forgot. As soon as I said it, I said, damn, Tallahassee.
May the force be with you was a line from which movie? Star Wars. You both got that right. Black Friday always falls on the day after what annual holiday? Thanksgiving. Tally, tally, tally. Tommy, you got 9. Steve, you won again with 13. Whoa. 13.
I want to play the people. I'm tired of playing his ass.
Got show right. Behind. Stop.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and the nephew has a prank phone call coming
horse.
Up right after this.
He didn't even know it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen, we are back. We got to listen. Steve won again. We just played Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right. Well, listen, we'll play again tomorrow, guys. Right now, Tommy, it's up to you. We got a prank phone call. What you got?
We want to get married.
Let's get married today.
That sound common, right? We want to get married.
Yes, that's what you want to do, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Right, hey, right. Y'all listen to this here. Randy Cash. We want to get married.
Take me in your arms and hold me.
Pastor, how you doing? My name is Virgil.
I'm fine.
I was reaching out to you trying to, I'm trying to get married, and I wanted to know what it took to get married at your church.
Excuse me, Virgil. Quick question. Where'd you get married? Personal number.
I'm not. I don't know where I got the number.
Never mind. We'll deal with it. What's your question?
Well, what I'm trying to get at is I'm trying to get married. I really like your church.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there several times.
Thanks.
And I'm really interested about what will it take to get married in there? And I might be calling you at the last minute, man. I want to get married at the end of February.
Well, being in a hurry, I will have to go through counseling first. Maybe 4 to 6 weeks, and we can take it from there. You'd have to give me a call back on that, but tell me a little bit about just a little.
Well, what it is that we've been trying to get married for a long time. We've been having a lot of difficulties with it, and never really found the right church that we thought would be a good place to get married. I think it's you got a feeling in your heart that this is the best place to get married. You know what I mean? So.
Thank you.
We've been in your church quite a few times, maybe about 4 or 5 times, and we have, both agreed that this would be the perfect place for us to get married.
You're not a member at Mount are you?
No, sir, I'm not. Like I say, I've visited, we've visited 4 or 5 times. We really liked it, and we're sold on trying to get married at the church.
Well, go through the count 4 to 6 weeks, once a week, and we can talk about the rest of it at another time.
Okay. And after that, then you're saying we'll be prepared to get married then?
I would think so. Sure. Yeah. No problem. How soon were you talking about?
Well, like I said, we were trying to do it at the end of February. Let me ask you this here now. After going through counseling, will we be able to have you be the person to actually perform the ceremony? Because that's what I know that's what I want, is for you to actually perform. To perform the procedure.
Yes, that's possible.
Okay. Well, listen, let me apologize. I didn't know I had your personal number. I do apologize for that. I do have my soon-to-be spouse on the phone, and they would like to ask you a couple questions, too, if that's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. I can speak with her.
Okay. Alfred?
Alfred?
Yes, yes. Hi, hi, Pastor. How you doing?
Go ahead, Alfred.
Hey, hi, Pastor. My name is Alfred, and I wanted to have a couple of questions myself. I just wanted to know what was the capacity of your church, because we got quite a few friends and family members that were going to attend. So that was one thing I wanted to know about.
Right.
700.
Okay. Right. Well, Virgil, that sounds pretty good, huh, Virgil?
Well, that's what we wanted. We wanted to make sure it was enough room for our friends. So we're probably going to invite about 300 friends. So mm-hmm. that should be fine.
That'd be
so
nice.
So, Pastor, when can we get counseling started?
Alfred, you're getting married? Are you married?
Alfred is who I'm marrying, Pastor. Alfred and I are trying to get married by the end of February.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was talking to Virgil. Now,
I'm Virgil.
Yeah. Oh, you're on Alfred.
So Alfred is on the phone with me. Alfred is who I'm getting married to. So we want to know
excuse. So, Pastor, when can we start counseling the church?
Who is we?
Well, Virgil and I.
Yes. When can we start?
Excuse me. We can't start counseling at my church, not at this. Forget about counseling. You need to come to Bible study.
What is he talking about, Virgil?
Pastor, what seems to be the problem?
Excuse me?
What seems to be the problem? What is the problem that we can't get married at your church?
The problem is the institute of marriage is between a man and a woman. God did not put Adam and Eve to be Adam and Steve.
You just said if we go through counseling for 4 to 6 weeks, everything would be fine.
The hell with counseling? You on another level now. I don't believe in same-sex marriage, bro.
But people of same-sex are getting married all over the country. So what seems to be the problem, Pastor?
That's right and wrong. It doesn't matter to me what people are doing around the country. At Mount, we're sticking by the book. The Bible says that the institute of marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't find you two to be that. I'm really not appreciative of the phone call. Now I've been insulted. Hell no. Excuse me. No. I can't marry.
Okay, but can you make an exception for us?
I can't make an exception.
But we love each other.
Exact. Thank you, Alfred. Yes, we do.
I'm glad you do. I'm happy for you. But we don't roll like that, bro. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't want to. Absolutely no.
I'm not.
A man and a woman must first leave their mother and father and cleave unto his wife. You don't see the problem here? I really don't have anything else to say.
Okay, but before you go, can I say something else to you?
Hey, you may as well. You already insulted me.
We got your number from Reverend Chapman.
Reverend Chapman?
The assistant pastor, Reverend Chapman, is the one
I know who he is, Reverend Chapman. He gave you my number for this? No, man. I really don't have much more time. I need to talk to Chapman.
Okay, but Reverend Chapman said you wouldn't have a problem marrying us.
That's right.
Reverend Chapman said I wouldn't have a problem Reverend Chapman said I wouldn't have a problem marrying you. I really don't have much time for you.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and say this, Pastor. I just want to let you know on behalf of the assistant pastor, I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just been pranked.
Wait.
Hello?
Pastor? Wait a minute. Chapman. If Chapman ain't got nothing better to do, we really need to find him some. We need to find him some better to do. Hey, I'm embarrassed.
Pastor, you all right?
I don't know. I got a heart chaser. Wait a minute. Chapman got a little bit too much radio time on his hand. I can guarantee you one thing, he won't be listening to the radio no more.
I got to ask you this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, I have to say the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everybody entitled to be married. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's entitled to be married.
Yeah, for sure. Free country.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Mm-hmm. September 27th, 28th, 29th, Nashville, Tennessee, Zany's Comedy Club. The Nephew is coming to town. Tickets are on sale right now, one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. Tickets on sale right now. And I'm thinking by Sunday. Just thinking about it.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Well,
you thinking about what, doing what?
Congratulations.
Man, son. You know, soon as you tell me I could be off Monday. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
We ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Anyway,
sir.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up.
In honor of Shirley's mama, you're going to bring your ass for her.
Thank you. Thank you, nephew. Coming up, it's the Strawberry Letter subject. How well do you know your neighbors? We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Steve, they love it when you tell them to do that. Go ahead.
I do that.
Wow.
Can you sound a little more interested? You know, where's this new attitude you've promised?
I have a new attitude.
That's the old attitude, what you just
said. No, it's, you know, what you want me to do? I'm going to beg to help people.
You have a new attitude, but do you wear it all the time or you just put it on every now and then?
No, I got it on all the time.
Is this it right here? This
all right.
It?
Yeah, take two. Take two. Come on,
try
Steve.
Try it again, sir. Let's see.
Ooh,
what
right. Y'all better write us. Child.
Let's go. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how well do you know your neighbors? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to a wonderful man for almost 30 years. He's an excellent father and provider. But over the years, I have spent a lot of time alone in my marriage. At one point, I was very lonely. There was a lot of love and kindness, but no passion. A neighbor and I would talk occasionally, and he picked up on my extreme loneliness and saw that I was vulnerable. He used it to his advantage, and we ended up having sex. I'm not placing all of the blame on my neighbor, because I am a grown woman and I knew better. Loneliness was no excuse to step out on my marriage. My neighbor and I had our little fling for 2 months, and then he started avoiding me. I was glad it was over, and I put it behind me. Well, now, a year later, my neighbor has started contacting me again for sex. I told him that I'm no longer in that dark place in my marriage, and I'm not interested in cheating on my husband. He told me that he would not take no for an answer. He has been continually texting me and calling my cell phone. After I had ignored him for a few days, he got desperate and threatened to send pictures to my husband. He said he has pictures of me naked and pictures of us having sex. He said he will text these pictures to my husband if I keep refusing to have sex with him. I don't know what to do. I had no idea that he took pictures of me. He may just be bluffing, but I can't take that risk. He disgusts me, and I don't want him to touch me ever again. I'm really afraid of this man now. What should I do?
Wow.
Yeah, this is really serious. You don't have a whole lot of options here because, you know, first of all, definitely don't do this. Don't give in to him, okay? Don't give in to his whole blackmail thing. Don't do that. He disgusts you. He disgusts me, too. My instincts say, though, about the pictures and about him texting them to your husband, that he could be bluffing because why did he wait so long to bring them out? You know, there's a lot that you left out of the letter. That you didn't tell us. But the question then becomes, is that a chance you're willing to take to call his bluff? It's just so strange that you left the part of the letter out about a whole year going by and you guys having no contact. And your neighbors, you know, he was avoiding you at first. So, I mean, that's just interesting. It's rather odd. I mean, you all had no contact, no side eye when you came out of the house and he came out of the house at the same time. No glances exchanged, no words exchanged, no texting within a whole year. It's just odd. I mean, you know, I have to tell you that. I think I don't know. I might have to just ride this one out and definitely not tell my husband until you absolutely have to or not. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you to do besides move or something. Steve?
You ain't got to move. You ain't got to move. Yeah, oh, see, hold on. Let me go through the letter, but let me, this might not even take the whole damn break.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time alone in my marriage. At one point, I was lonely, love and kindness, but no passion. Nabe and I talk. He picked up on my extreme loneliness, and he saw that I was vulnerable. He used it to his advantage, and we ended up having sex. You told him this for a reason. You shared this for a reason. You like you say in your letter, you grown. I'm not placing all the blame on my neighbor because I'm a grown woman and I knew better. Yeah, okay, so take that part out your damn letter. You just had sex with the man because you wanted to. He ain't take advantage of nothing. You told him you was lonely. You liked the attention you was getting. He was looking at you with passion, and you liked that look in his eye. So now, y'all had sex. Okay, done. Okay, loneliness was no excuse. Step out of my marriage. My neighbor and I had our little fling for 2 months, and then he started avoiding me. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about this right here. He started avoiding you. Why? Because someone found out. Now, it's 2 reasons he started avoiding you. One, somebody found out, or it wasn't good no more. Them the 2 reasons. Somebody found out or it wasn't good no more. You avoid a person to not be in that situation to stop any doubt or questions or anything. Or either it just wasn't good. I don't think it wasn't good part. I think somebody was getting close. Because he your neighbor, who he live with? See, where his wife, where his significant other? Because he got one. So either the wife or the significant other was questioning him. I was glad it was over and I put it behind me. Well, now a year later, my neighbor had started contacting me again for sex. I told him I'm no longer in that dark place in my marriage and I'm not interested in cheating on my husband. You should just say again, because you already done cheated on your man. But you're no longer interested in cheating. Okay, you came to yourself. He told me he would not take no for an answer. So what you finna do? You finna take it? Because you just said no. So what's the next move? He gonna take it? He's continually texting me and calling my cell phone. After I ignored him for a few days, he got desperate and threatened to send pictures to my husband.
Wow.
He said he got pictures of me naked and pictures of having sex. He said he gonna text these pictures to my husband. If I keep refusing to have sex with him, send the damn picture. Send it.
Call his bluff.
Tell him to send it. Mm-hmm. After he send this picture to your husband, what he think your husband gonna do? Send it. Matter of fact, call him back and say, you ain't gotta send it. I'ma told him he on the way over there.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
Send it!
You're wrong. It's going to take more than one break, all right? And we're going to have part 2 of your response coming up.
Send it!
23 after the hour. Subject, how well do you know your neighbors?
I wish you would.
We'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject.
Here, this woman was lonely, had sex with her next-door neighbor. He took advantage of it. It's real simple. She was lonely. Mm-hmm. She got involved with the next door neighbor. They had sex. They had a fling for 2 months. She stopped. They hadn't talked for a year. He done called her back. He wants sex now. She not in that dog place in her marriage. People make mistakes. It happens. She in a better place. She don't want to do that no more. He say he ain't taking no for an answer. Mm. Well, the answer no. So what you finna do? So what, he finna take it now? Oh, you finna go over there and give him some don't do it sex? What is that? Don't nobody want no don't do it sex.
Why not, no. Steve?
It ain't
that don't feel good.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't nobody want no. You ought to just give him some, let him see. He ain't gonna want it.
What is that?
Don't do it sex. Don't hurt me sex ain't good. That ain't. You gonna hurt me here. That's not good sex. But you ain't got to worry about this. He threatening you. He desperate. He said he's threatening to send pictures to your husband. Mm.
Yeah.
He said he got pictures of me naked and pictures of us having sex.
Try.
Really?
Send it.
So he said,
Cletus,
if we don't have sex with him, he going to send the picture. Send it.
Yeah.
See, this go two ways. If he send it to your husband, what he think your husband going to do?
That's still an ass whooping.
It's got to be.
Come on now.
Dog, you going to send it to me? See, now your husband going to be mad at you. Probably
yeah,
through with you.
Yeah,
that could happen.
She doesn't want to
But
end
you best
marriage.
Believe, because you think you strong enough to send me pictures of you having sex with my wife. You thought that was going to be cool? You thought her ass was going to be in trouble? So you going to play me short man to man. You just going to put it in my face. Here, this is what I did to your girl. Partner?
Partner.
Let me tell you how this man ain't finna send no picture.
Ooh, I hope he's listening right now.
Yeah. You have no idea. Ain't no man finna send that picture. Hey, you send that picture to your husband? Look what I was doing to your girl. Hold up. Look what I was doing to your wife.
Mm.
You think he gonna send that picture? Here how you stop this right here. Call your brother or your cousin or your uncle and say, hey, look, I made a mistake. This is what this man doing. Can you call him for me? Yeah, I can't tell you how many men be happy to make this phone
take off work, huh?
Oh, you got a picture? Oh, you want to send pictures now?
Mm.
So now, all you got to do is take some pictures of men in trunks, hog tied.
Steve.
Wait,
send a
what?
Picture of them cops who would be putting Rodney King in. Just send pictures. Just you get know, a movie, Godfather. Just show a movie of Sonny shot
work.
In the car.
That'll
yes,
work.
Just send pictures. Too far.
Yeah.
And just say, we sending pictures. If you send this picture, here the next picture I'm going to take.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This man cannot send your husband this picture. He can't. Now, he can blur his face out if he want to, think that'll be slick. But just say it was him right there. He stayed right there.
Well,
and he used me.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, lie.
Yeah.
They had me at gunpoint.
Oh.
His friend took these pictures.
Darn, you're the best liar,
Steve. I'm so sorry.
You're man. So good.
But they had me at gunpoint.
But
this
Steve,
is what they did to me. This is when lying can come in to be better.
It can be a great, great
tool.
Yeah.
But Steve, why didn't their neighbors, why didn't they talk for a whole year? What was that about?
Because he almost got busted.
Mm-hmm.
His significant other suspected something. He done got that cleared up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now he think it's cool. So now he ready to come on back in. Or his significant other
the
that calmed down, ain't no more talking about, why you always looking at her? Why she always, where y'all be going? Where did mm-hmm. I see your car? Maybe that's gone. Now he wants you back.
Uh-huh. You keep cutting her yard. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. That's all it is. That's all it is.
All right.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
But send that picture if you want to and see what happened to
yes.
me. It'll be the last picture you send.
I go.
What, Tommy?
I think I just set his house on fire. I know I ain't supposed to say that, but I just
that's
said,
good
I
too.
He just come home. It's just the house just gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
What happened to the house?
Yeah, wasn't there a house
what
here?
What the
we
hell?
Left? Yeah.
In fact, another man even said, I'm going to send these pictures to your husband.
Yeah.
That'll tell you what type of man he is already.
But people do that, though. They do.
Yeah. Don't get these pictures and say something like, oh, my God, what is this? Nobody's going to say that.
They take those pictures. They plaster them all over people's car windshields.
At their job.
At their job. Put them up on, you know, the posts, the telephone poles, all that kind of stuff in the neighborhood. They
social
do
social media.
Yeah, social media, all of that, yeah.
Man, I wouldn't worry about you. You ain't finna let this dude mess your day up.
No. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Send him a picture of his obituary. Print one.
Now, there you go.
I like that
have his family
right
members
yeah.
and everything.
Are we sending pictures? Here go yours right here.
Definitely.
He was a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we do have to go. You can email us or you can Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. How well do you know your neighbors? At Steve Harvey FM. And don't forget, this Thursday, I am back for my Strawberry Letter Live after show, finally.
All right, girl.
After vacation and all that, I'll be back. And then
about time.
Yeah, but then we have to take a week off because we'll be at Sand and Soul in Punta Cana.
Sand and Soul.
Yeah, Dominican Republic. Then I'll be back for good. But thank you guys for being patient with me. Thank you to Junior, to Tommy, to Jay.
Girl.
You guys who filled in for me while I was gone. But Strawberry Letter Live after show will be this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have our strawberry letters. We'll do our trending topics. We'll do my strawberry fresh pick of the week, all of that. Okay, so make sure you join us. 1:30 p.m. Eastern time this coming Thursday. I'm back. Thank you. All right, coming up, did Steve give Junior and J. Anthony Brown a promotion? They have new offices. Did you guys hear about
what?
This? At the Steve Harvey Talk Show. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A study has just proved what we've suspected all along. Office workers are only productive for 3 days a week. That's right. We usually go to work for 5 days. Steve, you work 9 days a week, but that's a new study. Office workers are only productive for 3 days a week, and productivity levels sink to just 2.5 days in hot weather. This is according to new research. A poor night's sleep is the biggest cause of an unproductive day, followed by being too hot in the office and being surrounded by distracting colleagues, boredom, personal issues, or I love this one, you're just plain out too drunk to work. right, right.
Here it comes.
I can't be in here.
Just drunk.
I don't know what we come today.
You play the best drunk guy.
I ain't ever been drunk.
Right, exactly. All right, so on a typical working day, Steve, 15 minutes are spent gossiping to colleagues. Check. All right, 14 minutes are
y'all
spent.
Y'all do way more than that.
And you're always involved, always.
No, how much is social media and computer? No. How much is that?
Okay, let's see. 14 minutes are spent looking at no work-related content on the web, and 8 minutes are spent making teas and coffee for coworkers. So there's your answer, Tommy.
All right. Uh-huh. Monica do that for me.
Uh-huh. She does. She does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, let's talk about what's going on now. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Jay and Junior both have their new offices at the Steve Harvey studio.
Mm-hmm. And the
for
rates.
Your talk show, Steve.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you know that already?
Yeah.
He didn't tell you?
No, he ain't told me nothing.
Well, he wanted to surprise you, Junior.
It
obviously.
Worked. It clearly worked.
Did you know Junior was going to have an office warming, Steve? He's
an
already
office playing. What?
Warming. You know, like people have house warming.
Yeah, you got to come by. I'm having an office warming.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as ass?
Huh? What?
What did he say?
What? No! It's like a house warming where people come and bring gifts.
What did he say,
he
though?
About,
you heard him.
He talking about getting lit up on a pipe.
Right.
Is that the same thing as an ass warming?
Crazy man.
Oh, man.
I just was asked you to come by my office and just bring something from your office that you can put in mine.
Because you want to decorate your office. He wants to decorate.
Yeah, I decorated. I ain't never had one. 40, I ain't never had an office.
No, I ain't got nothing fitting that little office.
Oh, so everybody bring a gift by that?
Yeah. That brings something to put in the office. Just
like
something.
You do when you know, have a housewarming, Tommy.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Black men don't do that.
Okay, well, this black man ain't never had one.
So he didn't know the rules,
I didn't know.
Steve.
If I had known, I had an office
I'm just
before.
Telling you, black dudes don't do housewarming gifts with other black dudes.
So it's just...
Now, we might come over, but we ain't bringing a damn thing.
Don't worry, we'll bring you some gifts, Junior.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, and you supposed to have some drinks, you damn self. You should have us over here and you ain't got nothing.
Have a cigar for Steve.
Sitting up in this little ragged-ass tight-ass room, now he ain't got nothing.
Yeah, are you going to have everyone in at the same time, or we're going to do shifts?
No, I'm going to bring everybody. Do whoever come by, if it's a lot in there, it's just a lot in there.
Everybody can't fit in there.
How many people can
How
fit in there?
How big is it, Steve?
About three people.
Not that's four he put the desk in.
But you know what, though? I find the good in it because I ain't never had one.
Right,
so
right.
Now I got one now. Uh-huh.
You got one, right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Man, your little ass off. I tell you what, why you standing outside there? Because I'm in my office.
Well, what do you want us to bring? Okay, seriously.
Shirley, I need pictures in here, y'all.
Oh, pictures of us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I got to have pictures of y'all in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Monica, I need as much coffee as you can find. I like to have my office like a little model of his office.
Oh.
Like a little model. Like something like, if I get like a, he got a bed, I like to get a bed in there.
He had a professional designer, interior designer, oh, yeah. Decorator do his office, Junior.
Well, if yeah. you're going to need a little model of my office, you're going to need a Barbie doll.
He had a whole massage room in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was fly.
He had a room where he could go smoke cigars.
He
had an exercise room.
Got all that
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Then he can go outside and barbecue. Do you have like a patio in your office, Junior?
Uh-uh.
I mean, outside of your office?
No, I got to go outside. I really got to go outside.
Well, in L.A., at least you can go out.
So you have a regular office with a window and everything? And
who got a window?
Oh,
no, I ain't got no window.
Oh, you can't see what, you don't know where you're at?
Oh, you.
I got the window to see somebody walk by. Got that window.
On your door?
Yeah, on the door. I ain't got no window. Like, to look outside. Oh, no. Nah. Nah, he ain't gonna bless me like that. Uncle Steve gonna give me an office, but I ain't earned that part yet.
But you're happy work about up it. To you're it.
Oh,
grateful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So office this season, window next season?
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully. Right. Is that a fair deal, huh?
What? What'd you say?
Is that a fair deal?
Can the man get a window next season?
Yeah. I got an office this week, but can I get an office with a window next season?
Oh, window.
Well, Steve, you have windows in your office, right?
He said he got five.
I'm not going to be sitting up nowhere all day where can't look outside. If a fire break out, he can't even jump out of nothing. Just sitting in there just burning his little ass up.
Stupid, Steve.
What I can't do up?
You just can't even jump out of nothing. You just sit there, just sitting up there, just getting up against the wall as far as you can. Junior, you in there? Yeah, but I can't get out. Junior, jump out the window. Ain't no damn window. Oh, hell. I just walk away so I don't get accused of burning.
But, Steve, I have to remind you. I have to remind you, that, well, while you have all these windows and everything now, but remember your first office when we used to work, when we first started the radio show in LA.
Beat.
At the Beat, yeah. Your office was so tiny. It was like a closet. But, Junior, when I tell you, Steve,
he put everything
he
in.
He had sofas and ottomans and
what?
Shelving and bookshelves.
Hey, Junior, it was no bigger than where Cat is right now.
He had a carpet, everything. He had everything in that office. All right. We got to go to break. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up. We got to tell you this, I should say. Drake really cares about his fans. And Niecy Nash, possibly a late night talk show host. We'll talk about it when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's a good news story, guys, from our home station in Chicago, WVAZ B103, all right? Drake, rapper Drake and actor Drake, visited an 11-year-old girl when he was in Chicago. Her name is Sophia Sanchez. She did the In My Feelings dance video weeks after undergoing open heart surgery and waiting for a heart transplant. She said that all she wanted for her birthday was to meet Drake. So, Drake stopped by the Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago to meet Sophia. They spent an hour talking about everything from his music to her love of cheerleading. They even touched on their shared interests, Justin Bieber, owls, and basketball. Drake really cares about his fans, which is wonderful. He also continues his reign on the Billboard Hot 100. His In My Feelings is at number one for a sixth straight week, which means Drake has now spent 25 weeks at number one in 2018.
Go on, boy.
Wow, go ahead, man.
That is awesome. It really is. Yeah. So congratulations to Drake. And so J. Anthony Brown, you're not here today, but we got to tell you this story is for you. Niecy Nash is getting into the late night
talk show game. She's throwing her hat into the late night arena. TNT announced that it has placed a pilot order for Naked with Niecy Nash. Tommy.
She ain't gonna have no clothes on.
Okay, listen. According to the network, the show will be a tall glass of humor, advice, and one-of-a-kind Niecy-isms on all things like love, like sex, romance, and relationships with everyday people, while tapping into her unparalleled strengths to inspire, empower, and make viewers laugh out loud. Nothing is off limits, and no topic will be out of reach. That's what they mean by naked. You know, what they mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No word on when it will premiere.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd like that title, though, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Yes.
Naked with Niecy Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go on there and actually be naked.
No. Before your program, Steve? I mean, you know, why don't you wait at least till after your program?
Yeah, I got to. I go out there naked now. Whew. That's going to go viral.
What you finna start doing, man?
Yeah, tell us about
Well,
it, Steve.
You know, man, I met Marco Borges. And I had him on my show in Chicago, but I didn't do nothing with it. And now... I was talking to June Ambrose, a friend of Marjorie's, who's a vegan, and she's also Jay's stylist. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really cool girl. I had a chance to spend a lot of time with her, talking with her and her husband over there. And, she was just talking about being a vegan and everything. And you know, I'm not gonna be a vegan, but I'm gonna give it a shot for this 22-day program. I may extend it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to really give my system a break and really, really give my, put enough greens in my body. And I've already started.
Oh, have you?
And I was going to wait till I came from the DR and do it September. But I just went on and said, nah, I'm just going to go on and
why wait?
Cracking already.
Why wait?
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not that good at waiting and delaying. So mm-hmm. I've already started. This is my, started my journey this morning.
Mm-hmm. So what did that entail? What did you do?
Just plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only eating stuff that comes out the ground for right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to be a vegan the rest of my life because I'm probably not going to do that. But I am going to give my system a great reboot and start things over again. And, you know, I got some unwanted pounds I want to lose. And I'm going to share the ride with y'all on my TV show. As I go, I went and did this scan. What's the name of that scan?
The thing you told us about.
Body scan thing.
Yeah, I did this body scan. It's part of the program, mm-hmm. and Jay and B did it. And, of course, they ain't big as me.
Jay-Z and Beyonce did it?
Yeah, uh-huh. And, you know, they not as big as me. Either mm-hmm. one of them, or both of them together, hell.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. You're not that big.
Yeah, but you know, when you get this scan and they tell you what percentage of your body is fat, and you get this scan and you can see where your muscles is, your mm-hmm. fat is, and your bone is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a nice amount of muscle, but
got a lot of fat, though.
I got some fat on my ass. I didn't know that was fat.
So they.
I got fat behind my stomach muscles.
Oh wow!
No fish either, though.
No, I'm not gonna do anything. Just plant-based for a while.
Nothing with a face.
But you know what though? It's not that difficult. People, you know, I can't do that for 21 days. Yes, you can.
But you have a chef, right?
Well, I don't have him yet, but I will.
Okay, that helps.
But you know, Marjorie and I, we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that
which is
it
making
easy.
It easy. She said, "Baby, I'll help you." Because it's better to do it with a teammate.
Yeah.
Because I'd be sitting up there eating healthy, and my girl would have smothered pork chops with gravy. And that salad just ain't going to look good.
It never do next to hot food, do it, huh?
No.
You get that.
It just don't.
It reminds me of over the weekend, Steve, I was watching some of the coverage from Aretha Franklin. And she was talking about her battles with weight and everything. And she was saying one of the problems was...
Who, Shirley?
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. Anyway, you know, she was talking about... This was an interview she had done, of course, earlier on in her career when she was struggling with her weight. And the interviewer, I think it was Ed Bradley, he was asking her, you know, about her weight and everything. And she was saying that after a big performance,
She said, I'm sorry, a carrot just isn't going to do. And that's what it reminded me of when you said a salad doesn't look good when Marjorie's sitting there eating smothered pork chops. But Aretha said she needed a meal, you know, she needed a substantial meal. She'd burned a lot of energy.
Well, you know, but we also can't become slaves to our tongue if we want to get healthy. And so I just decided to stay away from anything processed and meat for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm never going to stop barbecuing and stuff like that. But for right now, though, I'm in a good place. And when I go back to TV on the 3rd, I'm going to do the program and let everybody follow along. But you'll be able to follow me on steveharvey.com as I do this journey. And if you want to join in, I'll show you how to do it. Very, very inexpensive way to really, really get healthy. You know, I'm getting older, man. I just won't get healthy. And I got some goals. I'm not going to share that with Tommy because, you know.
Well, we have to go anyway. When we come back, we're going to find out what is going on with Omarosa and CNN. We'll find out when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Well, you talked about Omarosa yesterday as a possible guest here on this show.
I said I wasn't going.
No, he asked us what we thought.
Yeah, he did.
I ain't said nothing about him. Don't drag me in this mess.
Well, you brought it up. What are you talking about? Yeah,
asked you a question.
Yeah, well, that's all I said.
I didn't say I was going to have on the show.
I said possible guest. Did you hear possible?
Now, see, Shirley, I'm not letting, they're not doing this to me no damn
much. What?
Uh-uh. No.
Is that why you got to fight it tooth and nail?
Hell yeah, everything. Don't put me up there no more. Don't ask me about nothing. I don't give a damn where you stay.
Well, anyway, according to Page 6, it looks like Omarosa might be banned from CNN. While she's been all over MSNBC talking about her book, promoting her book, Unhinged, she hasn't been able to get a bite from CNN. An insider said Don Lemon was offered one of the first cable interviews. He passed on it. Omarosa was scheduled to do Jake Tapper's State of the Union, but CNN canceled that appearance.
What about Como?
And CNN has no comment. They just have no comment. So
I'm going to bring on this show.
No. If Don Lemon don't want to talk to you, nope.
I don't want that heat.
Don't nobody want that heat.
Well, anyway, so...
She comes bitter, though, Shirley. She always be bitter, seeming like.
CNN, well, I don't know if I would call it bitter, Tommy, but she does seem to be on the defensive.
It's aggressive.
Because I think, you know, that people are coming for her because of what she did and who she was associated with and is still associated with, even though, you know, she's turned a new leaf, so to speak.
You know what you
ain't
heard?
She told us he was a racist after she left. Now, she didn't know that when she was over there with him.
Well, yeah. So those are some of the questions we could ask if she was.
But see, she had a job though.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't become a racist till after she lost her job.
Yeah. That's. But you know that you ain't heard about though?
What?
This book. We'll know where it's at on these charts.
Yeah, I tried to find it. I tried to find, you know, where her book was on the New York Times bestseller list, on all of that.
Did you look at the list?
Yeah, it didn't show.
It ain't on the list?
Mm-mm. It didn't come up, Tommy.
Well,
no.
It ain't on the list. Then.
Is it out yet?
Yes, it's been out for a week. Today makes a week.
Yeah.
Or yesterday made a week, I should say. Tuesday made a
that
week.
Book.
Is it at Barnes & Noble?
Oh, but on Amazon, it's number 15. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. That ain't good.
Yeah. But anyway.
Got to come out a little stronger than that.
So we don't know what's going on with CNN. They've made no comment. No comment.
She should have put it on Netflix.
One more thing.
That book holding up so many end tables.
But, Tommy, get your resume together, because if there's ever a movie made about Omarosa, you never know.
He going to play Omarosa?
I'm going to play Omarosa.
I'm just saying. Damn. There might be a part for you.
Omarosa,
there might be a part for you. But Vivica Fox says she won't be playing Omarosa. She was asked about it. Vivica A. Fox was. She almost choked when they asked her. She said, of course, the only way a biopic would be made is if Unhinged sells well. And so far, we can't find it, you know, on any of the charts. We mentioned that because we did look. If not, Vivica says that Omarosa is going to have to ride off into the sunset on a donkey because she's attached herself to an ASS.
Y'all answer me seriously.
What?
Can Omarosa come back to the black community?
Say what?
Can Omarosa come back and be accepted by the black community?
That's a question.
Can she be accepted?
Yeah.
I know nobody in my family except I can't speak for other black family, but this one over here.
Well, you know, we're very forgiving. Mm-hmm. We're very forgiving yeah. people, race,
but
all
But you still
of that.
Can't come over.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after
Bye,
this.
Bye, Sean.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior and Tommy, this story's for you guys. Some college kids, they were kind of broke, you know. They're in college, so they don't have a lot of money, of course. Mm. They may have hit the mother lode, though. Police in Georgia are looking for the thieves who stole a trailer filled with $98,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Wow.
Oh, they ain't going to be hard to find them.
Okay.
Wow, they're going to be slanging them, though.
Oh, dog.
Yeah, on the yard slanging them.
The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says it was parked and left at a gas station for about a week, and when the driver returned, the trailer and the noodles were gone. $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. Wow. That's
what
a
driver,
lot of yeah. money and a lot
what
of noodles.
What driver leaves a trailer parked yeah. for a week?
Mm-hmm. So someone did the math, Steve, and it was 325,000 packages of ramen noodles.
I got that chicken flavor. Got that chicken flavor. Who looking for that chicken and mushroom? Hey, hey. 98,000. Trust me, baby.
They're going to be moving in.
I'm slanging me some ramen noodles on the yard.
Yeah.
It
ain't going to be hard to find who stole that.
Oh, no.
It's
no.
not.
Why do you say that?
Class. You got to do this slowly.
Okay, why the hell is he dressed
anybody
up?
Got more than four packages of that stolen.
Yeah.
That stuff was good in school. I ain't going to lie.
But how can you tell the stolen ones from the people who already had ramen noodles? You got me saying
because somebody going to be selling 10 packs for a dollar.
Yeah, it's going to be a special on them.
But isn't it how that's how much it costs in the stores? We don't know.
I don't know.
Hell no, 10 packs for a dollar.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
I don't know what ramen noodles cost. Glad y'all ain't asking me in that.
$2 or $3? Well, yeah, I don't know how much it costs. You're going to make money if you stole them, Shirley. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the point, right?
There's the profit.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Shirley, you ain't never had none?
Yes, I've had ramen noodles before, Tommy.
You have, Shirley?
Yes.
Okay. Shirley, you had hamburger helper?
Yes, I've had hamburger helper.
What Sloppy Joe.
What are you trying? Yes, I've had Sloppy Joe.
I'm trying to make sure you real now.
You keep know on, me, I'm real.
Keep on, I'm going to hand you over there with hammer roast. You hear me?
Whatever. Why are you asking me? Ask your uncle.
Unc has some hamburger helper. Unc, ain't you had some hamburger helper? He done fed me hamburger helper growing up. I know damn well he done had it.
Steve, why are you so quiet? He's asking you a question.
I'm allergic to having poll discussions.
You notice, you can't eat hamburger helper no more?
But wait, you notice I only said Junior and Tommy. You noticed that, right? Your name is nowhere in this
you
story.
I've had so much of that, I refrain from talking about it. Ask me nothing about that. Don't ask me nothing about no damn spam. Ask me nothing about Vienna sausages. I don't want to hear nothing about that big, long roll of bologna with that red wrap on it.
Oh, that was good, especially when you fried, boy.
I don't want to hear nothing about no damn powdered milk.
That carnation milk.
Carnation milk.
Government cheese. None of that, huh, Steve?
Yeah, that's a good sandwich, though.
A good grilled cheese.
And it's the best nachos, too, sure.
Oh.
When you melt that down, woo, you got yourself something.
Wow. Okay.
He done forgot where he came from. Now he don't remember eating hamburger help.
All right, listen. We'll be back to close out the show. One more break, Steve.
His rich ass eating fried lemons now. He don't know. He done forgot where he came from.
Yeah, he had that in Paris. He told us about it. We'll be back
fried
to close
lemon.
Out the
they
show.
Ain't regular lemons, boy. You don't know where to get these lemons.
And Steve's closing remarks coming up at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we are back. It is time to close out the show, our last break of the day. You have some closing remarks for us?
Yeah. I want to talk about something Tommy sent me the other day. And it caused me to think about how some people get stuck in their life. And I want to say to everybody, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to allow a situation to be so daunting that you can't see moving beyond. because you have to. You have to move beyond things in life. I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was telling them that it's imperative that you understand the things that you cannot change. There's a scripture that tells that so eloquently, of course. I don't know it. I can't tell you where it is, as often is the case with me. But I do have it in my heart, and I do understand it. But there's a scripture that talks about moving on and being in a position of accepting the things you cannot change. And, you know, if prayer doesn't change a thing or will not change a thing, even though we all know prayer changes things, it's some things that you don't even have to pray for because God told us he wouldn't change it. For example, time and tide waits on no man. Well, he told you that. So ain't no need of a group of y'all getting together, holding hands, talking about, Lord, stop the clock at 11 o'clock so we can finish this task in your name, Heavenly Father. No, stop. He said time and tide waits on no man. So the things that prayer ain't going to change, because he told us some things won't change like that, you got to accept and move on. And accepting the things that happen in your life are a big part of it. You get stuck when you lose the ability to move on. And staying stuck don't help you at all. And I'll give you an example. What he sent me was this. He said, this plaque says, stop looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. It has moved on. You know, happiness moves on. Every relationship don't stay a healthy relationship. Every situation you in that was happy at one time, it can turn sad. You gonna keep looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. You have got to move on. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're not the first person somebody done left. You ain't the first person that done lost somebody you love. You're not the first person who someone has disappointed. You're not the first person been cheated on. You're not the first person who has lost faith in another person. You ain't the first person been lied to. You're not. You're not the only one. I got that things in life are hurtful. We've all been hurt before. I think I don't know a person that ain't been hurt. I don't think I know a person that ain't been disappointed. I don't know anybody that ain't suffered a setback. I don't know anyone who hasn't found something difficult to get over, including myself. But I tell you right now, like the plaques say, you can stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. Sometimes it's gone. He ain't the one for you, but you want him back. He wasn't good for you when you had him, but I want him back. Why would you want back something that wasn't good for you in the first place? Man, can we move on? Give God a chance to put something real in your life by stop wanting something that wasn't good in your life. Stop. Man, some people don't even know how to accept a blessing. We block more blessings wanting something that ain't good or right for us, stopping something that would be good for us. Stop. When we gonna get that through our head? You know how many times I've had to learn this lesson? Stop. Stop wanting something that ain't good for you. Stop wanting something back that wasn't right for you. Stop. Move on. Give something new a chance in your life. When one door closes in your life, could that possibly mean God got something better for you? Couldn't it possibly be that? Do you think just because a door closes that means it's finally over and ain't no more, nothing gonna happen for you? Cause a door shut don't mean your life is done. You didn't die. You suffered a disappointment. You got fired. You got laid off. She texted you and told you she ain't want you no more. He ain't show up no more. He quit calling. You thought it was good. It wasn't. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. It's probably time to move on. Those are my closing remarks today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All good.
All right, Steve.
Yeah.
Bush, man. Sometimes I be talking to myself.
Something that's not good.
Why you want that back?
It's all right to preach to yourself.
Yeah. Don't. And quit asking God for stuff. That...
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.